what I propose today is that we bring in bylaws, to start the process of certain bylaws to restrict the use of alcohol on the Nisqually Pier. On the hot summer days, a lot of, in particular, younger people come and assemble, and alcohol is freely available, and that's the law at the moment. And the girls cannot confiscate it because there's no bylaw to restrict the girls from interfering with the younger people. And my fear, of course, is that if we don't do something, we'll end up with a fatality. You know yourself, with the excitement of young people and alcohol involved, it is dangerous, very close to water. So we've started the process today to commence the process today of putting bylaws in place to restrict alcohol being used on the Nisqually Pier.
And you would ultimately want that in place by next summer?
That's my target, is to have it in place for next summer, for the benefit of everybody. And I'm not a spoiled sport. There are ample places to use alcohol in a restricted and responsible location. And that is the view of the people in Nisqually, and there is no alcohol allowed on the pier in Nisqually.
You've said as well, though, that not only are people drinking down at the pier, but they're jumping in then heavily intoxicated.
This is the fear that that is happening on a number of occasions, and there's an awful lot of waste also, rubbish left after them. So the most simplest way out of this, and the most effective way, is to restrict alcohol full stop on the pier, and it will alleviate any tragedy and less rubbish for the tidy towns to pick up.